Lithuania is sending Sylvester Belt to Eurovision 2024 in Malmö with Luk Telk, but will they be lucky on the night of the final? Let's read Eurovision. Yeah, so Lithuania is in the middle of a pretty good run. They've qualified, I think this is, well, 3 years in a row. They're hoping to make it four this time. Sylvester Belt is their hope after winning a pretty competitive national final. What do we think of it, Emily?
I like it. It's kind of it's now these songs are not comparable, but I think for me the idea of having a song in a national language that isn't actually particularly kind of drawing on any kind of folk things, it's actually just kind of a pop song in a language, and it reminds me a bit of Slovenia last year with Carpe Diem and Joker Out, in just that kind of actually sending a song that's in a different language that you wouldn't, if you heard it, you wouldn't say, oh, this sounds like Baltic, or this sounds kind of Balkan. You wouldn't kind of associate with that. So I think that's kind of a really interesting way for them to go about it. I think it's, for me, I really liked the national final performance, and I just kind of want them to transplant that staging to there, because I think when you've got the kind of dark staging, the strobing, it kind of being moody and then kind of cool at the same time, it just kind of works. It works as a performance, and I like this entry. It's because, I mean, Lithuania, when they were sending stuff like the Roop, like that was kind of very, it's all, it's that same kind of ilk of just, it's quite cool. And so I'm all here for it. Big fan.
Yeah, I'll copy and paste all of that. I mean, aside from the fact that Sylvester is quite nice to look at, but that we're not judging artist's appearance, even though he is very nice to look at. I think this is a really interesting one from Lithuania, and that comparison that you made with Carpe Diem is not something that would have occurred to me in a million years, but you are completely right. Like, this is, there's nothing sound-wise Lithuanian about this. It is just a great song that happens to be in Lithuanian. And it is engaging, it's boppy, it's something that you would hear in a nightclub here all the time. It's performed well, the staging works. This is just, it ticks all the right boxes for this to be actually one of Lithuania's best results. And I really enjoy listening to it. I just, when I'm in the zone, I'm on the tube or something, whack the podcasts in, I'm in my little zone, vibing away to it, and I'm having a great time. It is, yeah, a thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyable listen. And Lithuania, it's certainly, I mean, I've got a very, very soft spot for the Roop. I think I would have liked to see them win in 2020 had that Eurovision gone ahead. And I think they should have actually done even better than they did in 2021. I think they finished seventh. So Lithuania has never finished in the top five. And I kind of think, bar my soft spot for the Roop, this is probably my favorite Lithuanian entry. And I think maybe this might be the one that does, it could break them into the top five, actually, because I think, certainly, given how the audience was liking it at the Lithuanian national final, this really gets the crowd going and really gets people moving. And I think, yeah, this is a very, very strong, left field choice from Lithuania. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So kind of on that, it's going in semi-final one. It's going third, so quite kind of near the start. I mean, do you think he'll get through to the final, and what would you rank it?
I mean, of course it's going through to the final. It would have gone through in either semi-final, let alone it being the easier of the one of the two. In the final, I can see this coming as high as like fourth or fifth. I really can. But then I can also see it sort of ending up a bit like where Carpe Diem ended up last year. If it just doesn't work, or if it's surrounded by very competitive entries, it can kind of slip down. And it maybe won't stand out as much as we would have liked it to stand out. So it's another one that it's, I'm reluctant to stick a figure on where I think this will end up. I'd like to see it do very well. As I say, it's one of my favourite Lithuanian entries. So I'm going to give this an 8.5 out of 10. It's very strong. And it's, I hope Lithuania send more things like this and have a bit more oomph to just, You know, I mean, I've liked, other than last year, which I thought was a bit mid, I've liked Lithuania for a fair few years now, and this is still a direction that I'd like to see and keep going in because this is strong.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I hope it does well. If it just kind of gives them confidence for future years that they can kind of send stuff like this that can be kind of edgy and also kind of native as well. Like, there's no reason why you can't do both, and Eurovision is kind of better for having that combination. And I kind of completely agree that it's one of those where it'll really depend in the final on the running order as to kind of how lucky it is, because it could end up just being one of those that just kind of gets lost a bit in the mix, which I do worry about, or it could be a kind of top 10. So it's I wouldn't want to call it, basically. For me, it's an 8. I'm giving it an 8.
Very, very strong all around then. So we're a big fan of Lithuania. What do you make of it? Do let us know in the comments. The likes, well, the likes are always open. Do give us a like, ideally. And also give us a subscribe. You can hit the bell and you'll get notified every single day that we upload new content. And there's going to be new content every single day in the run-up to Eurovision. There are still 16 episodes to go this year. Extraordinary. There's still loads more. She's pulling her face because she realizes there's still quite a long way to go. But we're over halfway through. We're in the home stretch, folks, kind of. She's loving it, really. So you can also listen to us in podcast form as well. You can get all of the remaining episodes and every episode so far in podcast form, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, give us a follow on Instagram, at ReviewerVision. You'll get some sexy graphics. You'll get some intermittent posts there. We love it. Thank you very much for watching
Intermittent.
and intermittent.
When we can be bothered, you
When we
know.
can be bothered, there's content. Thank you very much for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time.